This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Mainland China reported 327 new coronavirus infections Thursday. It is the lowest since January 23rd, but as Lisa Schlein reports for VOA, with worldwide infections increasing, the World Health Organization is warning nations to be more prepared.
The World Health Organization reports the number of new infections of coronavirus appears to be on the decline in China, while the disease is spreading more rapidly around the globe. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus acknowledges this is a matter of concern, but he notes the virus can be contained if all nations take the right measures.
If you act aggressively now, you can contain this virus. You can prevent people getting sick. You can save lives.
Tedros says this virus does not respect borders, and nations must seek to prevent cases from infiltrating their territory. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence convened his first meeting of the Coronavirus Task Force Thursday. This is a day after President Trump made him the government's point person for the epidemic. Mr. Pence said the administration's priority is to protect the American people.
The president has no higher priority than the health and safety of the American people. The work we're doing here today represents the most important work being done in this government today.
The vice president brought in Debbie Birx, the administration's global AIDS coordinator and a medical doctor, to serve as his chief advisor for responding to the outbreak. And Thailand reported and recorded one new case of coronavirus, bringing the total in the country to 41 since January. The new case is a 25-year-old man, a tour guide, who recently returned from South Korea and was diagnosed with the virus on